Welcome to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're exploring the practical techniques for implementing epistemic hygiene into your daily life. Now that we understand what epistemic hygiene is and its 10 tenets, let's focus on how to put those ideas into practice. Remember, like any form of hygiene, epistemic cleanliness requires regular, consistent effort. Let's explore some practices today that you can start using. First, the belief audit. Once a week, choose a belief you hold and subject it to scrutiny. Ask yourself, what evidence supports this belief? What evidence contradicts it? How did I come to hold this belief? What would it take to change my mind? And what would change in my life if I changed this belief? Two, the source evaluation checklist. When you're encountering new information, especially online, run through this quick mental checklist. Who is the author of source? Who is the author or source? What are their credentials or expertise? Is this a primary or secondary source? Are there citations or references? Is the information current and relevant? Third, the steel man technique. Before disagreeing with someone, try to restate their position in the strongest possible terms, even stronger than they presented it. This ensures you truly understand their viewpoint and helps avoid straw man arguments. Fourth, the calibration game. Regularly test your ability to estimate probabilities. Make predictions about future events and assign a confidence level. Over time, track how well your predictions match reality. Fifth, the alternative explanation exercise. When you find yourself quickly jumping to a conclusion, pause and challenge yourself to come up with at least two alternate explanations. At least two alternative explanations. Remember, the goal isn't to apply these techniques at once. The goal isn't to apply all these techniques at once. Start with one or two that resonate with you and gradually incorporate others as they become habitual. As we conclude, I challenge you to choose one of these techniques and to commit to practicing it over the next week. Pay attention to how it influences your thinking and decision-making. Remember, epistemic hygiene isn't about being right all the time. It's about approaching knowledge and beliefs with humility, curiosity, and a commitment to growth. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager, encouraging you to think about what you know and think about what you believe.